Kilo Romeo 4, Echo Tango Whiskey, is secure.
Kilo Romeo 4, Echo something Whiskey, I've been sent last little bit. CG4, CGS, on the grid.
Okay, stand by, let me change radio.
Unit on radio, is it, I believe it's KR4GCS.
KG4ZGS, someone's coming in there, but it's real shot.
Okay, we'll try it again. KR4GCS, KR4ETW, try.
Yeah, you came in a lot louder that time. KR4GCS.
On my receive, he's just breaking in and out, and it may be mine, but I hear you in there. GCS, if you read me, you're very weak, very weak. I don't know. Maybe my receive, I'm not sure.
Yeah, copy that. I'm going up and down. I was hitting the repeater pretty good earlier, but maybe it's also me. I'm not sure.
They've got a broke up copy on you. KR4GCS, what's your location?
KG4ZGS. I'm just a little bit south of Landrum right now on Highway 14, going back to Campobello.
A little better that time, but we will be able to read each other. I'm over to Campobello. Low end.
Right on, right on. I understand that you're also in Campobello.
Hey, affirmative. I'm toward the little Chicago area.
Well, that's pretty cool. I think I live right down the street from you. I'm out there on Good Joint Road. Not back home quite just yet. I'm on 14 heading that direction.
Okay, you coming in better, too, to get around that hilltop. We over off Mount Lebanon, over that way.
Very nice. Well, right on, man. It's, I guess we're neighbors then, of sorts. Pretty close in the neighborhood there. What do you think about, did you see that they reopened that bridge on New Cut Road right there at Motlow?
Yeah.
Copy that. New Cut Road is open right there. As far as I can tell, it's, they painted lines on the road and all the road closed signs are gone, so I'm pretty sure it's ready to go. But yeah, it was down for about a year, so people were diverting over to my road. So I'm hoping that traffic gets better on that side. KG4ZGS for ID.
Come back with that name.
Yeah, my name's Chris.
Chris, yeah, there's Chuck on this end.
Nice to get acquainted with you there, Chuck. Yeah, I've been, well, anyone who's heard me on these repeaters probably heard the same story like 10 times by now, but I've been getting back into the hobby since Christmas. My dad talked me into buying a new dual band VHF, UHF, and I've been licensed for about 23 years, but been inactive for many years, so anyway, on Christmas Day, he helped me install the new mobile rig, and I'm having a big time with it, so there's a lot to get back into learning-wise, so I've been trying to get some practice, and just having a good time talking to folks like yourself. It's nice to know that we're neighbors. I've heard a bunch of people, I heard the Nets on Sunday night, on this repeater, and they were checking folks in for about 45 minutes, and they were from all around this area, so I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, usually on the net, you know, it's nightly. They get anywhere from 40 to 60, maybe some better than that.
Head on, yeah, and I didn't know it, and, well, because, you know, like I'm just getting back into it, so my learning curve is steep, but apparently, I guess, on the weekends, they link up a bunch of repeaters, so I was talking to the Camp Croft machine, and I was hitting people down in Charleston and Myrtle Beach and up in Columbus, North Carolina, and, well, Columbus ain't that far, but still, geographic coverage on that link is pretty awesome.
Got on that link yet? I mean, I'm still in a learning curve. I got my license back August, something like that, maybe a little bit before.
Right on. I got my license in 2003 when I was a teenager. But then I was pretty active for a few years. But I just got out of the hobby and, you know, went to college, got married, moved around, did all that stuff. So now I'm getting back into it, and a lot of stuff is the same, and I just got to relearn it, and a lot of stuff has changed since back then. So the learning curve is very steep, but it's also, you know, it's pretty fun. Just chat mom, you know, yakking my jaws while I'm out here driving. So I always appreciate the use of the repeaters. Hope I'm not bothering anybody by calling in. This is KG4ZGS.
KG4ZGS. I don't think anybody's coming in there, but yeah, I'm glad to talk to you. Yeah. I'm in that learning curve, but I can do a little 2 meter now, and I'm working on a HF. I don't have a license for it yet, but I got a little 10 meter and stuff like that, but very new in it.
Ed's got his general's license, so he's got a couple of HF rigs, and I've done some 10 meter with him back in the day. Recently, like over Christmas, we listened in on 40 meters, and we were scanning through, and we heard some, it was the middle of the day, we heard some conversations happening in South America, so that was pretty cool. But right on. Well, Chuck, I've got a trunk full of groceries, and I just hit Good Join Road, so I'm about a mile from my house. I'll say thank you very much for getting back to me. KR4GCS, this is KG4ZGS, and I'm Chris, and nice to make your acquaintance, and I'll say 73s, and I'll clear out on your final there.
And enjoy talking with you, learning new people, always. Yeah, I don't have a 2 meter antenna if I'm on a mobile, so it could be a little weak, but it's getting in the repeater, so it seems to be working.
Yeah, you're coming in strong on my machine, so I can hear you pretty good. I guess maybe I was a little out of range, or maybe not quite line of sight earlier, but I think it's pretty strong out here. So anyway, dude, 73s, and I'll be clear. KG4ZGS out.
KG4ZGS. We'll get back with you later. Enjoy the talk, and we'll talk to you next time around. KR4ETW clear.
Hey, Chuck, I think maybe I was confused on your call sign. That's my bad. You said KR4ETW, that's Echo Tango Whiskey?
KR4ETW, Kilo Romeo 4, Echo Tango Whiskey.
Roger that. Kilo Golf 4, Zulu Golf Sierra out.